Hey there! Every month, Annie has a call with our Path 365 members and answers their questions. She tackles a wide range of topics from what to do with big emotions, what kinds of tips and advice she has for addressing difficult situations, how to deal with cravings, and so much more. Listen in as she does some real-life coaching for our Path members.
Hi, this is Annie Grace, and I'm answering readers' questions. And this is the question is, how long will it take before I feel better? And this is such a great question. I think that there are two key aspects to this question, and that is feeling better physically, number one, and feeling better emotionally, number two. And feeling better physically can happen relatively quickly. You know, alcohol really leaves your body within 24 to 72 hours, and your body starts to rebalance within the first 1 to 2 weeks. Your anxiety can go away very quickly. You can start, although you might have bumpy sleeping right at first, you can start sleeping better probably with 1 to 2 weeks in. Once you start sleeping better, your body starts healing and nourishing itself. It says, oh, wow, we're not having to deal with this toxin every single day. And so many positive things start happening. And I really say by 15 to 30 days, it is just a different world. People report it is just a different world. It's absolutely incredible. If you are curious about this and you want to see people's real life experiences, you know, always join us at alcoholexperiment.com. 260,000 people have gone through the free alcohol experiment, and you can read, you know, all of their stories, their insights, when they're feeling better. You can ask this question of this beautiful, incredible community and really get so much information and answers about what this might look like for you in your journey. And so physically, I think it can happen relatively quick. It is super worth it because you are really just like detoxing in a very real way. And then allowing yourself to just feel so much better in your own life. Now, emotionally, I think that's a very different question. Feeling better emotionally takes time, depending on how you've come to your decision to kind of put down the bottle. And so if you've come to your decision via willpower, and what I'm going to describe that as is you really still want to drink, you really still think it's important in your life, you really believe that it's key to relaxing and having a good time and unwinding and all of these things in your life, and you've decided you're not going to allow yourself to do it, you're going to feel emotionally pretty bad. So that's like saying, okay, I think this thing is amazing. Maybe we could relate this to a good analogy might be a relationship. So you say, I think this person is amazing, you know, and she's so incredible and she does all this amazing stuff. And I love this friendship and it's so great. And I want to be with her and she's so funny and she's so nice. And sometimes she's really mean. And so I'm not going to be with her anymore, but I still really love her. And so it's going to be really hard to distance yourself. And emotionally, it could take a lot of time, especially if you're starting to see other people spending time with her and having fun with her and laughing with her. And so you have this very deep sense of missing out and feeling deprived and feeling like, why me? Why am I the only one that can't be, you know, in this friendship? And why am I the only one who can't be in this relationship? And it could feel really tragic for you for years, literally years. I've had people 10, 11 years into sobriety, still saying that they just desperately miss drinking and saying, you know, I know this is my path. I know my life is better. I know it's not falling apart. And it was, but I really still miss alcohol. And so I think emotionally, you can set yourself up to be in a situation where you don't feel better for a really long time. Now, alternatively, I believe that there's so much you can do to start feeling better before you even stop drinking. And that is really what this Naked Mind is all about. It is all about knowing something new, putting new knowledge into place, you know, new understanding of what alcohol is and what it does, so that you actually feel differently about it. You know, subconsciously, our desires are driven by subconscious beliefs. So if we have deep-seated beliefs that alcohol is the end-all be-all, the perfect thing, it's the thing that relaxes us, it's the thing that connects us with each other, it's all these great things, and we're trying not to do it, we're going to be really miserable. But if we have these deep subconscious beliefs that like, no, alcohol, it doesn't really do anything for me. Like I've proven that to myself. I've demonstrated that to myself. I know it doesn't relax me. I see the science. It actually releases cortisol, which is the stress hormone. It makes my anxiety worse. Then when that drink comes around and you look at it, you're not going to have this emotional response of like, oh, I wish I could drink it. You're going to have a very different emotional response of like, gosh, thank goodness I'm out of that trap. And so feeling better emotionally with the right method and the right information can happen literally instantaneously. It can happen very, very quickly. And if that hasn't happened for you yet, I really encourage you to either check out This Naked Mind or join the alcohol experiment, which again is always free at alcoholexperiment.com, because there's so much that can happen so that you don't have to be stuck emotionally, even when you're physically starting to feel better. And in my opinion, it is not good enough just to physically be feeling better. I really think we should be emotionally feeling better. We should be doing things we want to do, things we enjoy doing, and not having to force ourselves to not do things that we believe we enjoy. And so that is, it can happen instantly, or it can take years and years and years. And it just depends on the willingness that you have to learn something new and allow that to make you feel something new. And of course, we have all the resources for you if you want to go on that journey with us.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're ready to see how This Naked Mind can help you on your personal health and wellness journey and want to learn more, go to thisnakedmindpodcast.com to learn what your next best step is. Again, that's thisnakedmindpodcast.com. We have all of our free resources, programs, social links, and more available for you there. Plus, if you have your own naked life story to share, you can submit it there as well. Until next week, stay curious.